But right now, let's go on out to Ileana Johnson. Ileana, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I guess the first issue is the establishment thinking the unthinkable is a possibility now. This was from the National Review. Was this you? This is you. This is your article saying that Trump could win the nomination. Tell me about this.
You know, increasingly more and more members of the Republican establishment are beginning to say that Trump either is the odds-on favorite to win the nomination or that he has a strong chance of doing so. This is an enormous change from when Trump jumped in the race, and the chief concern that these sorts of people were voicing was that Trump would tarnish the brand by making incendiary comments about illegal immigrants and other minorities and women before eventually dropping out. So suffice it to say, the narrative has changed.
Well, this is one of the questions I had at the outset, which is why wouldn't they embrace a guy that was leading so significantly and seemingly pulling in at least the interest of people who weren't necessarily the usual Republican base?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of skepticism about whether Trump actually is a Republican or a conservative and embodies really the ideas of the Republican Party. And there's always a skepticism of political outsiders. Trump doesn't have any political experience. He's donated money to Democrats and to Hillary Clinton even. And so I think there's a natural skepticism about whether he's ideologically fit to be the party's standard bearer. And also, it's easy to see that he embodies a sort of narcissism and, natural concern by members of the RNC and other members of Republican National Committee, other members of the establishment, that he's more in it for himself and not really taking it, undertaking this as a serious endeavor and doing so really for the country.
Well, he has said from the beginning, at least what I've heard him saying to the people around him, is that this is he's not in for the short haul. He intends to win, and that he complained that the Republican Party wasn't listening to him. That's why he was contemplating moving to an independent position.
Well, Trump's given mixed messages on that front. Initially, he said, if the Republican Party wasn't nice to him, he would jump ship. And then he agreed that he would back the eventual Republican nominee. And at one point he said that if he wasn't leading in the polls, he would drop out. And now he says he's here to stay. So I think there has been, and rightfully so, confusion about whether he would stay in the race over the long term, even if he did slump in the polls. But as it turns out, it's been going on 4 months now that he's been leading the polls. And that's a shorter time until there is only 3 months until the first votes are cast. He's really shown an impressive ability to sustain momentum.
Right. So it's 4 months he's been in just soundly in the lead, and it's 3 months until the Iowa caucuses. Is that right?
Exactly.
So he has been in the lead longer than there are months left in the campaign.
That's right. And I think, we already saw Scott Walker, who launched, he rocketed to the lead in January, and he really demonstrated how difficult it is to do what Trump has done to sustain momentum, excitement, and interest in your campaign. It's a very hard thing to do, and Trump has pulled it off.